What's up, guys? This is Melissa from Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com. I am here with Steve of Taproot. You just came off stage, so thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Heyo, thank you.
You guys had a great show up there.
No, it was a great show. It's always a pleasure to be back in LB. It's been probably like 3 years, so it's good to get back.
You know. Where have you been?
Touring nonstop, but usually that's mostly on the East Coast for us because that's where it's a little bit crazier and it's a little bit hard. You know, when you start coming to the West Coast, the drives become 10 to 12 hours between Texas dates and trying to get this way, but we're here and we're playing our old stuff and we're stoked.
That's awesome. It sounds like the crowd was very responsive to you guys.
Very, yeah. Especially, you know, because when you play this close to LA, you're kind of worried about the impress me people with their arms folded and we see everybody. But no, it was a Taproot turnout and there was a lot of people singing along. So that's, you know, that helps us out.
Do you ever run into your haters, like from the past? People in high school who didn't think you would be anything, or you know, people who refused to help you out when you guys were just starting and now you just kind of laugh in their face?
Not really. I'm sure I would if I could, but in general it's more of I basically didn't really do much that involved school or social stuff. For me it was always just I started playing hockey when I was 3 and then started playing drums when I was 4. So from the get-go as an only child with a single parent, just drums and hockey for me. Screw anyone else, you know. Met Mike, our guitarist, and we've been jamming since we were like 13 or 14, and here we are 20 some years later, still going.
And your parents are proud?
Oh yeah, my mom loves it, you know. I mean, she's the one that bought me a drum kit when I was 4. Bought me another drum kit, brought me my first guitar. Yeah, she pushed it all, you know. I was never gonna go Scholastic, college, any of that. If I did, it would have been for hockey, but I knew it was time to pick one, and I didn't have the work ethic to be hockey.
Sure. Yeah. So, what's your favorite part about touring?
I guess days off.
You get to explore new cities?
Not really, no. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of people think it's really glitzy, glamorous, which for some artists it is.
You guys are rock stars.
No, not anymore. It was a lot funner when we were on the bus. It's kind of a give and take, you know, the bands that tour in buses and stuff, they really only get the shower probably once every 5 days because, you know, they don't get hotel rooms since they live on the bus. But a couple years back, we switched over and actually started making money touring, because when you're on a bus, someone else is paying for it, so you owe them back. So we switched over to a van, just, you know, making money that way, and we get hotels every night, so at least we can bathe. And
do you all get your own room, or do you guys fight for the beds?
No, we rotate. So we've got 6 guys on the road. We rotate tonight. Mike and I have our own beds, and then there's 4 guys sharing 2 beds. But then tomorrow night, Mike and I will share a bed. Our drummer will get his own, and Phil will get his own, and then the crew sleeps together. It's like a...
So what happens if someone picks up a girl? You just hope she has her own place?
I don't really know what happens, but certain people do tend to disappear at weird times of the day. But no, I mean, for the most part, you know, we used to have fun when we were younger and stuff, but we're all almost closing in on 40 at this point, 35, 36. So 2 of us have families, drummer's married, you know, 2 of us are married, 2 of us have kids, and 1 just moved to another place with this girl. So we're not really out there squashing girls or anything. No, we're pretty laid back.
Is there anywhere you haven't been that you would love to get to and play?
Everyone talks about Australia, so I think that would be a cool place. I've never been there. You know, we've done Japan and Europe, so no. But Australia seems like it'd be a cool place to go. We've been warned not to go to Russia, but I think that would be kind of cool.
Why have you been warned not to go?
Well, just because it's insane over there. Like, it's, you know, everyone hates the cold, but being a hockey kid, I'd be fine. But I know it's just like people jump in front of cars to try to get money out of lawsuits, and people just, like, it's road rage, fighting. It sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, if they see your van, that's just money bags, right?
Oh, yeah, except it's all horror. Like, when they show videos on TV, it's just, like, poor guys jumping into a window, and it looks so pathetic. Like,
have you guys had to overcome any kind of arguments in the band, any kind of adversity, changing members, anything like that?
Yeah, we did have a member change. Our original drummer, Jared, he got a good gig and he was a family guy. I think at the time he was expecting his second kid, so he got a good job back in Michigan. So we had to replace him with Nick, but Nick, you know, he'd been opening shows and local bands with years. So he just jumped right in. He'd never worked with us before, so it wasn't that big of a transition. He actually got a new drum kit tonight, which is really cool too. So that was his first time playing that kit made by Spawn, so I know he's loving it. But aside from the member change, we're just a bunch of douches from the Midwest that just try to make each other laugh with the most tasteless jokes. As you saw me, I'm not opposed to awkward. I'll just stare people down and stand on stage and be like, hey, you guys can laugh all you want. I'm just going to wait for the next song to start.
So people in the Midwest, because I grew up in the Midwest, you do have dreams. Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, nice.
But a lot of times you just let it go, let it slip away. Do you have any advice for people who do have the dream of starting out small and going international?
I don't really have much advice. I mean, you really, nowadays especially, I mean, I think there are outlets that make it easier in a way on some younger bands to get noticed, but at the same time, there's also that many more bands trying to get noticed, so it's really hard to get noticed at the same time. So when we were coming out, it was like AOL was like the only internet type of thing, so we would just crash, you know, like chat, whatever those things, chat logs and chat rooms, yeah. We'd just join those and type in, you know, like, Deftones, Korn, blah, 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 Taproot in the middle, you know, like surrounded by all these big names. So then people would be like, Taproot, who's that? So we kind of had a head start on stuff like that, but I don't really know. You know, we're trying to work on our seventh record. It's not the glory days. We're not on a huge label. We're not on the buses, but we're still doing what we do. So I guess it's more about the work ethic and just being happy, because nowadays we're barely even scraping by financially, but we get to do what we love to do. So at the end of the day, if you're not concerned about money, unless you're, you know, a solo artist doing hip-hop stuff who blows up and you have millions and millions of dollars, you're probably not going to get on a major label anymore. So just do what you do and good luck.
Are your fans going to find traditional Taproot, or is there a new flavor?
We don't know yet. I think we'll, you know, we don't really try to figure out what we're going to do. It just kind of comes out. But I've been working on some demos, and you know, the heavier, the more I get to scream and then back and forth with singing, like doing. So I'm definitely going to make sure there's some heavier tracks, you know, more gifty style. But I'm sure we'll have some good songs too, because some of our fans like those too.
Do you guys practice your screaming? Do you guys have like group screaming sessions?
No, I'm the only one that does it, and it's just a natural, annoying. It sounds so stupid when there's no music behind it, you know? It's just like a bah! No, it doesn't. But when there's music going, it sounds like, oh, man.
Is that the noise you also make in bed?
In bed? I'm pathetic in bed, no. I don't think I make any noise except for I'm sorry. I'm late. I'm horrible. My wife will tell you.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Dominic.
How are you?
Good. Pulse Ultra sucked.
Thanks.
All right,
you guys
will
know
you...
my band sign, so thanks.
Yeah.
You know that?
I do. Heineken Boy.
Used as a cum rag?
You guys heard it all here first. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to
Thank
me.
Thank you, and I apologize for being a lame guest.
I look forward to seeing you guys at an upcoming show.
We'll be back hopefully soon. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
No